Welcome to day 98 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're looking at the doctrine of the Lord's Supper. We're in the larger catechism at question 174. What is required of them that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in the time of the administration of it? Answer: It is required of them that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper that, during the time of the administration of it, with all holy reverence and attention, they wait upon God in that ordinance, diligently observe the sacramental elements and actions, heedfully discern the Lord's body, and affectionately meditate on his death and sufferings, and thereby stir up themselves to a vigorous exercise of their graces, in judging themselves and sorrowing for sin, in earnest hungering and thirsting after Christ, feeding on him by faith, receiving of his fullness, trusting in his merits, rejoicing in his love, giving thanks for his grace, in renewing of their covenant with God, and love to all the saints. Let's look at the first phrase. It is required of them that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper that during the time of the administration of it, with all holy reverence and attention, they wait upon God in that ordinance. Leviticus 10:3. Then Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. Psalm 5:7. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. 1 Corinthians 11:17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Next, with all holy reverence and attention, we should diligently observe the sacramental elements and actions. Exodus 24:8, and Moses took the bread and Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. Compared with Matthew 26:28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. We should heedfully discern the Lord's body, 1 Corinthians 11:29, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And affectionately meditate on his death and sufferings, Luke 22:19, and he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. And thereby stir up themselves to a vigorous exercise of their graces. 1 Corinthians 11:26, For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. 1 Corinthians 10:3 through 5. And did all eat the same spiritual meat? And did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now all these things happen to them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. In judging themselves, 1 Corinthians 11:31, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Sorrowing for sin, Zechariah 12:10, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In earnest hungering and thirsting after Christ, Revelation 22:17, and the spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Feeding on him by faith, John 6:35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Receiving of his fullness, John 1:16, and of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. trusting in his merits, Philippians 1:16, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Rejoicing in his love, Psalm 63:4-5. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up mine hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. 2 Chronicles 30:21. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. Giving thanks for his grace, Psalm 22:26. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. In renewing of their covenant with God, Jeremiah 50, verse 5, they shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come, and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Psalm 50, verse 5, Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And renewing their love to all the saints. Acts 2:42, And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Continuing in the Westminster Larger Catechism with question 175. What is the duty of Christians after they have received the sacrament of the Lord's Supper? Answer. The duty of Christians after they have received the sacrament of the Lord's Supper is seriously to consider how they have behaved themselves therein, and with what success. If they find quickening and comfort, to bless God for it, beg the continuance of it, watch against relapses, fulfill their vows, and encourage themselves to a frequent attendance on that ordinance. But if they find no present benefit, more exactly to review their preparation to and carriage at the sacrament, in both which, if they can approve themselves to God and their own consciences, they are to wait for the fruit of it in due time. But if they see they have failed in either, they are to be humbled and to attend upon it afterwards with more care and diligence. Okay, the first phrase, the duty of Christians after they have received the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, is to seriously consider how they have behaved themselves therein and with what success. Psalm 28:7, The Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 85:8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. 1 Corinthians 11:17, Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. If they find quickening and comfort, to bless God for it. 2 Chronicles 30, selected verses, actually only verse 21 is printed out in our book. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness, and the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And Acts 2:42, And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people, etc. If they find quickening and comfort, to beg the continuance of it. Psalm 36:10, O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Song of Solomon 3:4, It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. 1 Chronicles 29:18, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. We're to watch against relapses. 1 Corinthians 10:3-5, And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. fulfill their vows. Psalm 50:14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And encourage themselves to a frequent attendance on that ordinance. 1 Corinthians 11:25, and after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. But if they find no present benefit, more exactly, to review their preparation to and carriage at the sacrament. Song of Solomon 5:1-6. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Ecclesiastes 5, also verses 1-6, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better it is that thou shouldst not vow, than that thou shouldst vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? In both which, if they can approve themselves to God and their own consciences, they are to wait for the fruit of it in due time. Psalm 123:1-2, unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servant look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Psalm 42:5, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Psalm 43:3-5, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill, unto thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. But if they see they have failed in either, they are to be humbled. 2 Chronicles 30:18-19, for a multitude of thy people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon every one that prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. Isaiah 1:16, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And attend and to attend upon it afterwards with more care and diligence. 2 Corinthians 7:11. For behold, this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 1 Chronicles 15:12 to 14, and David said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And that's going to do it for day 98. We'll continue with the Westminster Larger Catechism at question 176 tomorrow on day 99.